Today on Real Life Radio.
This Word of God was the first act in conversion for you and I, that His Word washed us, cleansed our minds. You begin to see, even now, maybe in this message, you're starting to see the love of God in the midst of your sin. And when you say, oh my goodness, I'm a sinner, God says, yes, come to me. He doesn't tell you to go away. He says, come.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. You know, as Christians, we have this desire to live out our faith, to become more intentional in ministry, so that others we share with can have the life-changing experience of salvation through Jesus Christ. That's exactly why the Real Life Network was created. Real Life Network offers faith-based content that will strengthen us and the beliefs we value. As big tech, big government, and big business have increased their efforts to silence the teachings of Jesus, the Real Life Network is available on your favorite device, anytime, anywhere. It really has something for everyone. The whole family can choose from a wide range of categories like culture, current events, faith and politics, as well as programming for kids. So don't miss out on the relevant, life-changing Christian and conservative programming that will inspire you and strengthen your faith. Find the Real Life Network at reallifenetwork.com and sign up for free. That's reallifenetwork.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called 1 Corinthians with a message titled, The Way We Were. 1 Corinthians, of course, was written by the Apostle Paul to the Church of God in Corinth, and it's a study on how to stay true to the gospel message of Jesus Christ. You see, the issue of a Christian's poor conduct had once been Paul's theme, but now Paul wants to revive the church by calling us to live our lives with new meaning and with new purpose. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that a true Christian is one that's different from the way that they were. A total transformation has occurred. We are a new person in Christ Jesus and can never go back to who we once were. Now with his message called The Way We Were, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Look, I'm just speaking for a man. I've never been a woman. Don't plan on ever being one. But guys, hear me out. You know what I'm talking about. The moment as a young man, there's that snapshot that you see a woman for the first time, your life changes, and it ain't good. Boy, do I sound like a dinosaur. That's okay. I can tell you right now, you may not agree with me, but those kids next door, when I'm with them and we're having a Bible study together or we're having a special night with the youth, every one of them knows exactly what I'm talking about. Their hearts are more tender, and they'll confront the issue. Paul is trying to get the church at Corinth back online. Secondly, we were convicted by the Spirit of God. We were invited by our Father, but we were convicted by the Holy Spirit. That's a great thing. He says, notice the second group. No thieves, no covetous people, no drunkards, those who alter their state. Nor revilers. Revilers would be people who tear others down with their mouth. Nor extortionists. They're just swindlers. That's the best word I can come up with. They just swindle people. Wherever they go, they leave a wake of people being robbed. Everywhere they go, this man, it seems like I'm a dollar short after that guy walked by. You know what I'm talking about? We all know people like that. We try to avoid them. Wow. John 16:5 says, but now Jesus said, I go away. He's talking about going back to heaven. To him who sent me, and none of you will ask, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, that is the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because They do not believe in me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, and of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged, a reference to Satan. Jesus says the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. You might be here today. God bless you. If today you're saying, Pastor, end the message. I can't take it. I feel like I'm burning in my chair. I feel like I'm all eyes are on me. Do you know there's no eyes on you? But him who says to you, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Amen. Come out from among that and be separate, saith the Lord. If you'll come to me, he says, I will forgive you and I will heal you. He pleads and he has pled, has he not? With all of us who now we can say, that's the way we were. Oh, church family, hallelujah, thank God. I'm not perfect, neither are you, but you know what? We're not who we used to be. Amen. It's the way we were. We're different now. It's awesome. And he's redeemed us. Verse 10 tells us that we were redeemed by the Son, invited by the Father, convicted by the Spirit, and redeemed by the Son of God, Jesus. It says there that really none of these, as they are, will inherit the kingdom of God. We understand that. But you and I will. We are. How does that happen? Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. Go ahead and be good. The Christian should be the best citizen in the world. But just understand this, that's not how you get to heaven. But by faith in Jesus Christ, even when we've believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Jesus saves us. Jesus redeems us. The Bible tells us in Romans 4, verse 5, but to him who does not work but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted to him for righteousness. We should all have yelled hallelujah at that moment, because no matter what we've ever done in our lives, when we hear the gospel that Jesus saves these people listed, which is all of us, every one of us. You say, I'm not in that list. Yeah. Nope, now I haven't done any of those things. I don't need Jesus. You're an idolater then. You have an idol in your life. You have three of them. It's you, yourself, and I. I don't need Jesus. It's good for you. You guys need it. I'm okay. You're an idol worshiper, the Bible says, and you need the love of God. Third and final point, we'll end it with this. The way we were, verse 11 teaches us, now we can never be the way we were. Can you write it down? I love this. I had fun putting this together. Now we can never be the way we were. I'm not saying it like this, church. We can never be the way we were. We can never be the way we were. We can never be the way we were. Come on, let's all hum this together. We can never be the way we were. Are you? No. I'm not talking about lunacy. I'm talking about we can never be who we were. Because who we were, that person that was, is dead. Amen. The only reason why you and I struggle with the old us is because we remember on the wrong things. We let our minds go to a world that God has forgotten. He says, I will take of your sins and never remember them again. Who remembers them? I do. I remember my sins. You know who can tell us the worst about you? You. Satan can do a pretty good job too, but we're not talking about him right now. You can tell us the worst about you. Think about it. The old you's dead. The proof of it is your new life. You say, well, Jack, why do I still battle? Because you're alive. A dead man doesn't battle. There is no war going on in a dead man's life. We know this. Do we not know this? In a battle, a dead man is dead. You don't put a gun in his hand and say, come on, man, keep shooting. Come on, let's go, run. He's dead, for crying out loud. He's left that world. The Bible says you've left that old world. You're not there anymore. You're new. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, we get to tell others about the Lord. This way, listen, because the old us died that day we came to Christ. Mark it down. The old person is you. It says in verse 11, and such were some of you. Church, I'll quickly tell you because we're out of time. I physically stood in Corinth. I've been there. I went to the archaeological sites. I saw on display what was going on in Corinth 2,000 years ago. The figurines, the archaeological evidence, the idols that have been unearthed are so pornographically disgusting and graphic. I don't want them in my mind. And they were selling them as bracelets and things you can put around your neck, just like ancient Corinth. Because you would take those idols of whatever it was, and you would take it and present it at the altar of Athena or Zeus or Diana, and you would go into those acts of idolatry with sexual practices. And it was disgusting, amazing, horrible. And when I thought about that, I wrote it down because I've never forgotten. I wrote it down in my notes. I said, here, in the midst of my disgust, this verse in Corinthians came to my mind, and I was so convicted and ashamed because it had dawned upon me I was the hypocrite at Corinth, because their sins seemed to me so dirty and so gross and so freaky weird. From God's perspective, they were just like mine, because I was at Corinth like this. What a bunch of homosexual sodomy freaks. What a bunch of idol-worshiping adulterers. What a sickening place. And then the next verse says, and such were some of you. And the power of my God changed my life that day at Corinth.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
How much can he forgive anyway? How far will he go to rescue the lost? God help us if we as a church look down at those women walking the streets on Holt Avenue. You have no idea what their stories are. Or the man that's in some back alley shooting up, or some guy that's in the high rise over here drawing a line of coke because his life is so miserable. The temptation for us is to say, oh boy, what a mess that guy is. Wait a minute, that's the way we once were. You say, oh, I didn't do those things. No, but you did your thing. The Bible says in Psalm 8, verse 3, when I consider your heavens and the work of your hands and the moon and the stars which you've ordained, what is man that you're mindful of him? God, that you would save me. Verse 11 teaches us, because the new us lives since that day we met Jesus. He says, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified. Three things, circle them. This is the new you, washed. Ephesians 5:26 says that he may sanctify and cleanse the church with the washing of the water by the word. It implies that this word of God was the first act in conversion for you and I, that his word washed us, cleansed our minds. You begin to see, even now, maybe in this message, you're starting to see the love of God in the midst of your sin. And when you say, oh my goodness, I'm a sinner, God says, yes, come to me. He doesn't tell you to go away. He says, come. And then look, we go from washing to sanctified. That word means that he picked you up out of the spirit of this world. He put his spirit in you and then placed you back into this world as a child of God. You've been sanctified out of this world, his world put in you, and now you live among others in this world. You are separated, sanctified, ordained to the will of God. Jude 1 tells us, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved, I like the word pickled, and pickled in Christ Jesus. Preserved. And then justified. Galatians 3:11 says, but no one is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident that the just shall live by faith. Do you have absolute faith in Jesus to wash away all these notorious sins of ours? The Bible says, justified. The picture of justification is this. It's a picture of a courtroom. Listen to this. It's graphic. There's a courtroom. The word means there's a courtroom. And the prosecutor is Moses and the Ten Commandments. Moses is sitting there. He's suing you for breaking his law. You're sitting, you and I are sitting on at the, we are the defendant. But we have no attorney. There's nobody sitting with us. The only good part is there's no judge behind the bench yet. The word implies that a door opens up. And the judge walks out. And as he walks out and steps up onto the bench to take his seat at his great throne of judgment, guess who comes walking out of the judge's chambers? An attorney, an advocate. And that attorney walks out of the chambers of the judge, and he walks right down the center of the courtroom, opens the gate, looks at Moses, and says, Moses, how are you? Love you. Great day, isn't it? And by the way, those Ten Commandments, awesome. And he sits down next to you and me. And the judge says, next case tried, Jack versus the universe. Jack versus my holy standard, my eternal absolute holy glory. Jack versus the Ten Commandments. And the attorney says, Your Honor, Dad, I have met the demands, as we've discussed in your chambers. I've met the demands. I'm taking full penalty. And I'll sign that in with my own hand. Moses goes nuts. And the father raises the mallet and lets it fly, and it hits, and it says, case dismissed. That plays out, and that shall play out. For each and every human being on earth, at the end, will you have an advocate? Do you have a good attorney? Isn't it sick as a church living in this age? You know, you should see my phone. I don't have my phone with me because I'm always afraid it's going to ring during service, so I leave it back. Do you know if you go to A on my iPhone? You know it's a sad day. My daughter looked at this and said, man, I don't want to be you. You go to A, and there's a list of 13 different attorneys on my phone, all of them dealing with different kinds of law, because everyone's trying to rip and rob and tear off a church in every kind of way. Isn't this a sick world? You need to make sure, you just can't have an attorney these days. You've got to have an attorney that is in regards to constitutional law, because if you preach a message that could be taken a certain way, you better have a good attorney. And on it goes. Hey, let me tell you something. Jesus covers it all. And all that he wants to cover is you. Will you let him do that? And such were some of you. Such were some of us. I'm happy about that. I may be ugly, but I'm not stupid. I got to tell you something. I'm crazy for God, because there's a healthy way of remembering. When I remember when I was a freshman in high school, when I remember I was a sophomore, when I remember I was a junior, when I remember after I got out of high school, I can either go, hey, I want to go do those things again. That's what this does. The flesh says, let's go do that again. The spirit says, sit down, you bonehead. You don't even know. You almost died. Just go sit in your corner. The flesh has got to be put down. When my spirit remembers the past, it's like this. Lord, thank you. God, thank you, because I remember when our fullback was doing the same things we were doing, but he fell off the back end of his motorcycle down Beach Boulevard. He died a lost man. Thank you, God. And now, all these years later, I get emails from people who stumble across the radio program across America and say, hey, remember me? You and I used to go to school together. Or you and I used to work together. So you're a preacher, huh? Who would have ever thought? And I see that and I say, oh, God, thank you. Yeah, there's a healthy way to remember. Thank God today we can say it's the way we were. Heavenly Father, we pray right now, Lord Jesus, we thank you, God. We ask you now that there would be someone here today. There would be someone here, right now, who cannot say it's the way that they were. It's the way that they are. They have been convicted by your precious spirit. They know now. This is not some man pounding on their head. For the Holy Spirit, my friend, has visited you inside your heart. And he pulled the drapes open. And you have felt very naked today and scared. I understand that. But will you today choose Jesus? Nobody interrupts now. Nobody moves. Christians, pray hard. Right now, will you decide that you want to be dead to the life you now have and alive to the life Christ has for you right now? Heads bowed, eyes closed. If that's you today, as I look across the sanctuary, will you slip your hand up? Is there a little storm going on the inside of you? Will you obey him? Are you terrified right now? Obey him. God bless you. You can put your hands down. Anyone else? Anyone else? God bless you in the back. Hand down. Anyone else? Oh man, I hope Jesus comes today. And will you be ready? Anyone else? You're going to move from doubt to faith. Father, I thank you for these who put their hands up. Lord, in Jesus' name, overwhelm them the way you do. Dear God, I pray now that you would just conquer as they cry out to you in their soul. Lord, save me. I believe you died on the cross and rose again from the grave for me. My friend, put your faith in him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called The Way We Were. We're glad you took the time to be with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Corinthians. It's a series on the Corinthian church and the Apostle Paul's bold call for purity. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. So today you heard an altar call at the end of the message, and I'd like to let you know that just because it was on the radio, it doesn't make it any less real. If you felt God move in your life today and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, we'd love to know about it and we'd like to help you out with some resources. Visit jackhibbs.com and there's a tab there that says Know God. And there you'll be guided through what committing to Jesus Christ really means and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. That's the Know God tab at our website, jackhibbs.com. One more time, jackhibbs.com. Pastor Jack, you and Barry McGuire are pretty good pals, right?
Yeah, and probably for our listeners, we need to make clear, this is not Barry, right?
Yeah.
This is not Barry McGuire, the singer.
The singer. From the 70s.
This is Barry McGuire, whose car wax and car products you guys probably have in your garage. The most sold car product, wax product in the world.
Isn't that amazing?
And I mean, he loves Jesus.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It is.
I mean, yeah, you walk into Walmart and you go into the car wax. It's all McGuire's.
I got to tell you, he honestly, we go to a restaurant, doesn't matter where we're at
or
what we're doing.
Yeah.
He has this ability to just ask someone, excuse me, how are you? My name's Barry. I'm a man of prayer and I don't mean to intrude, but is there anything I can pray for you for?
What kind of reaction?
That's how he starts his He loves people.
What kind of reaction does he get from that?
Well, I've been with them, yeah. And they first reaction is a person is dumbfounded.
Yeah.
And then the person will say, well, my mom's got cancer. Because everybody, you know, we've all got something going on.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
And so when Barry says, can I pray for your mom? What's her name? So then they start to well up, the tears, the lip begins to shake. And then he ends that time by simply telling them about Jesus.
So he's written a book.
Yeah.
Right?
Ignite your life.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Ignite Your Life. It's just basically that. How to move people closer to Jesus by loving them. The book is all about loving souls, loving other people into eternity. And so, yeah, please, you don't have to be a car guy to get everything out of this book that you need to share Christ, for sure.
Ignite Your Life by Barry McGuire is our gift to you when you make a donation of any amount to the Ministry of Real Life. Go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com and get your copy of Ignite Your Life today. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.